something you said is just fantastic, because to this day, I'm not certain I know of any other state family practice residents associations. I have a feeling there were at one time, but I don't know of any other example. And if you think about it, even the National Conference of Family Practice Residents, which is called something else now, is mainly a convention for med students that want to go into family medicine, and the residents that go there are recruiting. You know, it's a totally different, and there's a lot of actual lectures on medical topics. So it's a totally different thing from when we were there, which was, I think, in large part to build up camaraderie and support for family medicine. But yeah. Is that your understanding?
Well, at the time, there might have been a Family Practice Residents Association in Texas and Illinois, but those are the only ones I remember, because Gene Dayton came down to South Carolina for one of our meetings. And
Gene Dayton was the head of the National Conference of Family Practice Residents.
He was the chairman the year before I was the delegate.
Right.
He ran the meeting was head of it for a year. Then Rick Kioski was elected, and I was one of the two delegates with Tom Dodd under Rick Kioski.
Mm-hmm.
And
delegates are the ones that are representing the residents of the United States at the American Academy of Family Physicians annual Congress of Delegates.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to explain, you know, who's who and what's what. And Tom Dodd was from Alabama. He did residency at the Tuscaloosa, where we are right now, today.
I didn't remember Tuscaloosa. I remembered Alabama.
Yeah. And another head of the National Conference of Family Practice Residents was from Alabama. He had been, and then he went on to become the head of the American Academy of Family Physicians. So it's hard to believe that back then the Alabama representation, I would wind up being here in Alabama.
Well, about 10 years ago, the South Carolina Family Practice Residencies had their annual meeting at Hickory Knob State Park, which is just a few miles from where I live now. So I got a call from Buddy Watkins asking me if I might like to come up.
Hmm.
So I went up and visited with some of the old buddies who were on faculty at various programs. And I happened to see that they were having a South Carolina Family Practice Residents Association meeting that night. And I went.
Hmm.
And I sat in the back, and there were about 30 residents in the room. And they were having many of the same conversations we had back in 1977. And finally somebody said, sir, we noticed you back there, mm-hmm. and you've been sitting here for probably 40 minutes and hadn't said a word. Or are you just relaxing, or who are you?
Mm.
And I told them who I was, and not a one of them had any idea. And they had moved from a medical activist approach to standard medical issues of long hours and poor food and residency training. I mean, topics that needed to be dealt with, but not the social topics that we originally started the organization.